Bonus. Something extra that is good. B-O-N-U-S. Bonus.
All right, guys, welcome into a very special bonus episode. This is like a Halloween treat. This is Gerald from Two Peas, and who's with me?
Morris Logan.
Logan Morris. You said your last name first. Why'd you do that? Come up to the mic. So my baby boy, who is 5 years old as of 2 weeks ago, is Logan Morris, right? Say hello to the people, Logan. Say something.
Hello.
Say happy.
I am so excited to be here.
Yes. Say happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I hope you have a good one.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about the Halloween season?
That's trick-or-treating some candy.
Trick-or-treating and candy.
And I'm not sure about, I'm not sure if there's a hot tub.
A hot tub? What? That sounds like a good time, though. All right, so what we're going to do, because me and my partner, Andy, we recorded our top five Halloween movies, right?
Yep.
And Logan was listening to a little bit of that episode, and he said, I want to tell everyone my five favorite Halloween movies. Is that right, Logan?
Yep.
So now what we're going to do, Logan brought over his five Blu-rays or DVDs that we own that are good to watch at the Halloween season.
You mean six?
You brought six. Well, that you can have an
option. I brought eight.
You brought eight? Wow, you can have an honorable mention then, which is good. All right, so you want to start? So what's your, you want to do your number five? So what's your number five Halloween movie? Mommy, you might have to help him. Guys, the rustling noise that you hear is a shopping bag that Logan is hiding these from me, so I don't know until right now. Oh, okay. Do you want to tell everyone what that is? Lean into the mic and tell everyone what your number five is.
It's like number five, it's Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf with Michael J. Fox. From 1985, this is borderline a creature feature. I love this movie. Logan, why'd you pick Teen Wolf at number five?
Because it's cool. I love werewolves.
You love werewolves. And this is a fun one, right? It's not too scary.
Yep.
So kids can enjoy this, right? They won't be scared.
Yeah, you're not.
No, you won't be scared. Okay. All right, so Teen Wolf. I'm very proud of you. That's your number five. What's your number four Halloween movie? Dig in there and pull it out. What do you got? Make sure you lean into the mic when you tell everyone. What's your number four? Here's Logan's number four Halloween movie. Oh, that is a good one. Okay, which one is this? What did you just pick? Number four.
It's...
Do you remember the name?
Paranorman.
Paranorman, that's correct. So this is from Lakia Studios, who do a lot of really cool horror stuff. And they did a couple horror movies for kids. And this is one that came out about 7 or 8 years ago. They also made Coraline, and they did a film that we also love called Kubo and the Two Strings. You remember that movie? And Paranorman is your number four. What do you love about Paranorman?
Because
the zombies, I know you love. Come to the mic.
I love when they run into zombies with their truck.
You do have a thing for zombies. You love zombies in pop culture. Okay, so Paranorman's number four. All right, what about number three? We're getting to the good stuff here. What's your number three Halloween movie? Oh, I did not expect that. Okay, what did you pick for number three? Tell everyone. Do you remember the name? You don't remember the title. It's Haunted Mansion. The Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, it stars Eddie Murphy. I wonder if the year is on here. I don't know if Mommy remembers if this is 90s or not. Or early 80s. Early 2000s. But The Haunted Mansion starring Eddie Murphy, which there's a featured ride at Disney World that you're going to get to go on at some point in your life. Right? You got to come up to the mic and talk, man. What do you love about The Haunted Mansion?
That there's a green ball with a face in.
That's like a crystal ball. Yeah. She ends up being kind of a good guy. She's helpful.
Yep.
But yeah, The Haunted Mansion's cool. Are you excited to go on that ride when we go to Disney World?
I think I am, but I'm not sure about the scary stuff on the walls.
I don't think you'll be scared, brother. All right. What's your number two? What's your number two Halloween movie, Logan? What do you got? Oh, my God. An absolute classic. Tell everyone what you picked as number two.
I picked...
Come up to the mic.
I picked The Dark Knight.
Close. It's not The Dark Knight. You're forgetting the title. The...
Nightmare.
Before...
Christmas.
I'll say the whole title.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's The Nightmare...
Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's correct. That's Logan's number two. Guess what?
What?
This was on my list. This was my number three, though, so you like it even more than I do.
Yep.
Nightmare Before Christmas, Logan's number two. That's a good one, man. It's a classic. I don't know how you're going to beat that. All right, so this is all right, everybody. This is Logan's number one movie to watch at the Halloween time.
I think you forgot I have eight.
I know. So give me your number one, and then you can just tell us what the other ones are, because they'll be honorable mentions. So what's your absolute favorite? I don't blame you, brother. All right, so this is Logan's number one is what?
Toy Story Halloween.
Yeah, Toy Story of Terror is the title, right? What do you love about this Toy Story of Terror? I know you like this one.
That everyone gets lost.
Yeah, and where are they? They're in a creepy what? Do you remember? Creepy hotel. Do you remember? They're all in the hotel. Yeah. And then what happens? They go underground, right? So what ends up being the monster that they're all scared of? Do you remember? It's a giant what?
Lizard.
Yeah, it's a giant lizard. So Toy Story of Terror is your number one. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first movie we watched this Halloween season, remember? Yeah. So we own that on Blu-ray now, and that's a very good pick. So let me just recap here. Do you want to help me recap? And then you can give us the rest of them, okay? So your number five was, talking to the mic, your number five was?
Teen Wolf,
that's correct. Your number four was?
Paranorman,
that's right. Your number three was?
Haunted Mansion.
The Haunted Mansion. Did you find out the year on that one?
2003,
The Haunted Mansion. Your number two was?
Night Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas. That's correct. That's on my list as well. And your number one was?
Toy Story of Terror.
All right, Logan, what else is in your bag there? So these are a few more that Logan enjoys. These will be your honorable mentions, buddy. Let's see. All right, so what do you got there?
Coco.
Talking to the mic for everyone.
Coco,
which is another Disney Pixar. That's a great movie. The Day of the Dead, right? Oh, we just watched this last night. What's this one that you just picked?
The Monster House.
Monster House, a Steven Spielberg from about... I need my wife to be doing fact checking here.
The last one is really sad.
Monster House. And then what's your last honorable mention?
It's really sad.
It's sad. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. So what's this one called?
Frankenweenie,
which is a Tim Burton film. Why is it sad, buddy? What makes you sad about Frankenweenie?
Because when they do baseball, the dog goes up in the road where the baseball is, and he gets run over.
That is correct. But it's a happy ending, right? Because he brings him back to life. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And he gets to have his dog again. But Frankenweenie's a good one. Are we going to watch this one tonight? Which one are we watching tonight?
I'm watching...
You said we were either going to do this or Coraline tonight. Which one do you want to do?
The one I'm gonna watch tonight.
Yes.
Is the one that you're holding.
Frankenweenie.
Yeah, the one that you're holding.
This is a good one, man. Do you like? I guess you like Nightmare Before Christmas better, but they're both Tim Burton, both creepy. All right, so come up to the mic, tell everyone goodbye, tell everyone, say whatever you want to say about Halloween to everyone. Now, other little kids might listen and get ideas.
Goodbye, happy Halloween.
Hope you get lots of candy.
Yeah. And I wonder if someone will be Ghostface.
Ooh, you think somebody's going to dress up as Ghostface?
Or Michael Myers.
You never know.
Now, bye-bye, good punk test.
Happy Halloween, everyone. Thank you, little Logan. I love you, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know this was mine. Love
is strange. Oh, when there's beauty on the outside, there's nothing to change. In the life that I know, or after it, I wanna be someone to love, with someone watching over me, rain or storm. The only place I wanna be is close to the heart of everything you'd ever need. The life that means not frightening.
You've been listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production. Support and subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blazingcariboustudios.